Joining me live in studio is Lincoln County Sheriff Shane Johnson. Sheriff, good morning. How are you doing today? Doing well. Appreciate you. Appreciate you coming in. I wish it was under better circumstances. Right. We've had easier conversations to have, I think, in the past. But wanted to talk about the search for Mr. Frank Zurita, which ended yesterday, and wasn't the outcome that many were hoping for. But just tell us what you can on this search for Frank and how things ended up.
Well, our Lincoln County Search and Rescue Unit spent the weekend looking for Frank, who'd been gone since Friday around noon, and so they spent basically the weekend searching for him and trying to find the different areas that he may have been in, and also, you know, wondering if he had left the area, that immediate area, and wasn't out there at all. And of course, you know, the weekend was weather-wise was really challenging, and that was the challenge the whole time, is visibility and being able to do a search in a way that would, you know, you could see further than just 100 yards and be able to locate his vehicle and him. And there was hope that he was, again, had left the area and was going to show up somewhere. He had a few health issues as well, so didn't turn out the way that we would like, for sure. And our thoughts and prayers go out to the Zurita family. It's a tough thing.
Absolutely. And you mentioned the weather. Understand that you had some aircraft kind of lined up for the weekend, but because of the weather, they weren't able to be used until yesterday.
Yeah, and ultimately that was the difference, and that's when we were able to find him, is when we were able to get some aircraft in the air and get a good look at the area and was able to find his vehicle at that point. And, you know, if we would have been able to do that sooner, you know, it may have turned out different. It's just hard to say, and it's tough because Frank was known to a lot of the search and rescue guys in Kemmer, and so it's hits home, and it's a tough one. They did everything they could do. They did a great job, but just not the outcome we were hoping for.
I know the search was kind of wide into South Lincoln, South Sublette, Northern Uinta. Where can you tell us where he was found? Was he found in the area that he was expected to be in?
Well, there was searches done in all those areas. At different times and as different things came up, all those areas were searched. So he was believed to have gone prairie dog hunting, so that would lead you to search more of the south area of south of Kemmer and that area towards Uinta. Uinta County Search and Rescue helped, BLM helped. But there was a sighting of his truck believed to be north, and so then the focus went up there, and eventually that's where the vehicle was found, up near Fossil Butte in that area. So
okay, and are you able to give us understand that there's still some things being worked out, I'm sure, but right. Can you tell us at this time what happened to him? Did he have a medical issue? Did he just get stuck in the weather? What ended up taking place?
So I spoke with the coroner's office with Dane Schwab this morning, and their role is to determine what caused the death. The appearance is that he got stuck, probably got wet, or did get wet, and had done some walking, and eventually it appears, and again, I'm not going to make that determination. That's not our job at the coroner's office. That certainly the elements played a big role in that, and possibly his medical conditions as well, but certainly the elements were a part of that, where he was found and had done some walking, and where he was located would indicate that he got out in the elements, and that was not a good thing ultimately.
Speaking with Shane Johnson, Lincoln County Sheriff's, about the search for Mr. Frank Zurita, what can we learn from this instance? I know there was another search and rescue operation in Sublette County not related to this, and the outcome a little bit better, and they found the individual just by his truck and had kind of waited in his truck for people to come find him. Is maybe that what can you tell us is the best possible way to handle a situation like this in the future for someone that may be in Zurita's shoes?
So I think a couple things. One is that we don't know, it's very possible with the length of time that this went on that he ran out of gas and realized and decided that was his the possibility of him getting rescued was for him to get out and look. Of course, with the elements and things, he, you know, the direction to go and all that may have been confusing at that point, so we don't know about that. I think in general, you stay with the vehicle and where you have some protection. But at some point, I believe, you know, if you're out of gas and that vehicle's not offering any warmth, and you're, you know, you get cold and you start making decisions that you feel are best at the time. And I certainly can't second guess anything he did, because I don't know exactly what happened there. But as far as, you know, just general things, you know, let people know where you're going. Cell phones are a big deal. If, you know, we tried everything in this case with cell phones and checked to see if, you know, any bank accounts had any active anything active on his bank account, so that he may have left the area. OnStar for the vehicle, it wasn't equipped with that. You just try and go down the list and try everything, but let somebody know where you're going and take a couple days worth of stuff. Just always have it in your vehicle, you know, an emergency blanket and some food and you know, certainly watch the weather before you go out and have an idea what's coming through. It was kind of a nasty weekend. So that certainly played a role there.
Well, you mentioned the efforts of the search and rescue and other agencies that were involved. And again, just another opportunity for us to show a little appreciation for those guys, for the hours and hours and hours of effort that they put into this.
Yeah. Kevin Gordon and his crew in Lincoln County Search and Rescue do an amazing job. They really do. And again, this one hit home because this Frank was known to them, and that makes it tough as well. And you do everything that you can. But those guys, you know, again, a volunteer organization, takes them away from their family and jobs to go out and search, and they do an amazing job. And certainly the appreciation to that search and rescue unit can't be overstated.
Well, Sheriff, we appreciate you coming in studio and taking on a difficult topic this morning. Anything else about this you'd like to mention?
No, I think that's it. Hopefully you get a chance to talk to Commander Gordon and their efforts and be able to acknowledge that. That's important as well. But just, again, thanks. You know, like I said, our thoughts and prayers out to the Zurita family and our thanks and gratitude to search and rescue units and what they do.